This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
I don't know all that I'm going to say today, but I trust God to reveal it to us. Working for Kenneth Hagin, it's too long to tell you the story, but the Lord spoke to me about a scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:32, that says there are three groups of peoples in the earth God deals with: the Jews, the nations, and the church. And that's the three-pronged path that the ministry God's called me to do takes. We'll be leaving for Israel soon and spend a month there, and God has tied us in with the Jews. And so we've been able to watch the fig tree from a close range. Jesus said, when they asked him concerning when will you come, he said, watch the fig tree. We've got a good seat to watch the fig tree. He said, watch the nations of prophecy. Supernaturally, he sent us to Russia in 1980, and we've watched what God has done. God's hand, you see, Jesus said every jot and every tittle would be fulfilled. If I had time, I would talk to you this morning about the jots and the tittles, the tiny little lines in the Bible that are being fulfilled and have been fulfilled. And I see these things happening. I've watched. My phone is rung off the wall. People find me. They said, we have been searching for you in the earth. And the Bible speaks about what God will do in the Jews. He's doing it before our eyes. He's done it before the world. What he will do in the nations. When the wall fell, it was the biggest thing that had happened, the Berlin Wall. And Brother Copeland prophesied it. He's a true prophet. I believe he prophesied it in June. It happened in November of 1989. What's happening in the nations is so come to pass, and I believe we're at the spot where it says. Just turn with me to 1 Thessalonians again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 speaks of the rapture. 1 Thessalonians 5, just after he's talked about the rapture, he didn't write in chapters and verses. 1 Thessalonians 5, he said, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. The day of the Lord is when God starts taking things over and does it his way. When they shall say, peace and safety. When? That's a very important word. When they shall say peace and safety, and they're saying it this morning in areas they've never said it, then sudden destruction cometh upon who? Them, not us. Because you know what we did? We escaped. But they don't get to escape. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. That speaks of the rapture. Luke 21:36 will tell you that. That's the escape. And already he's been talking about the rapture. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all the children of light, the children of the day. We're not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch. Jesus told us to watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath. The rapture of the church will take place before the wrath. Now, there's these three groups. The Jews, the nations, and the church. It's happening so fast in the Jews and so fast in the nations. What's got to happen in the church? In the church, the church has to reach up and come to a place where we are filled with God himself. We manifest God to the earth. We are known as the glorious church. God's glory fills us. and we show him to the dark and dying world. We are going to show him to them. Bless the Lord. Now, we're getting close here. This thing has to take place. So, I'm going to preach to you this morning about sanctification. And it's something that has puzzled me all my life, my Christian life. And I wanted to know exactly what it was. I heard all kinds of things that it was. But as I began to study about the blood of Jesus and God talked to me about the blood and how we have to make much of the blood in this last hour, I saw that it is the blood that has the power of sanctification within it. It's not really your works. It's the blood of Jesus that can so sanctify us that God can fill us. And this is the purpose of the shed blood of Jesus, is the sanctification of his church, his people. So let's turn to read that in Hebrews 13. This is why he came, and this is why he bled, and this is why he died. This is his ultimate thing. We are always emphasizing what we're saved from, but the glorious plan is what we're saved unto. And it's late in the day for the church. We're going to have to start moving now in what we're saved unto. The glorious church filled and inhabited with the glorious God and manifesting him. So Hebrews chapter 13 tells us about this blood and its power in sanctification. Verse 12, Hebrews 13, 12. Wherefore Jesus also, this is the end result, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. His purpose in pouring out his blood was that he might present to God a sanctified people. And that sanctified people are told then, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp bearing his reproach, for here we have no continuing city but seek one to come. Back to verse 12, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. He bled and poured forth his life to present unto God a people that would be sanctified for God's purpose. What does sanctify mean? What does that word mean? Well, in the Hebrew, the word holy is the same as sanctify. It means the same thing. And it literally means this. You might think that it means cleansing, but God does cleanse us, but that's another thing. He cleanses you in the new birth. He cleanses you from sin. But for something to be sanctified, it means cut out from the rest. Cut out from all the rest. We could have up here this morning like 12 cups. And they could all be clean cups even. But we take one cup and we take that cup apart from all the rest and we say, this is Brother Copeland's cup. That means you don't drink out of it. It's set apart for Brother Copeland's use. You can see that in the days of creation. All God's days were good. The 7 days, he made the first day, the second day, the third day. Every time he would say, and he looked and he saw it was good. There's one day that he said he saw it was good twice. That's Tuesday. So all the Jews like to be married on Tuesday. So they're all good days, you know. The first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. But he said, that seventh one I'm going to sanctify. I'm going to make that one holy. That's my day. And that's God's day. The Lord just spoke to me. In our Bible it says in Leviticus 23 that there are priests, there are feast days unto the Lord. These are my feasts, it says in Leviticus 23. But really, in the Hebrew, it says, these are my moeds, my fixed dates, my appointments. And the Lord just said to me, I took those days out and made them holy unto me for His use. Passover, Pentecost. God took the nation of Israel and He cut it out from all the other nations. He wanted to reach all the other nations. He loved all the other nations. So He cut Himself out a nation from all the rest, Israel, and He separated it. And He said, I want you to be a holy people. I want you to be a holy just for my use. Just for me. To a certain degree, they were able, but not fully. And then of all the peoples, God has election. God can be God. Out from the Israel, tribe of Israel, He took a certain tribe, the Levites, and He separated them. I get the Levites. They're not going to have any land. They get me, and I get them. Out from the Levites, He took a priest, a group that is called in the New King James, the priests. I like the Hebrew word, the Kohenim. Do you know any Jews named Kohen? He's from that separated group. Maybe his name is Khan, K-O-H-N, or those are all. But out from the Levites, He separated the Kohens, the Kohenim. Now the Levites, He cleansed. But the Kohens, He sanctified with blood, the Bible says. They were just for Him. They didn't do all the little work detail that the rest of the Levites did, killing the animals, doing this and that. They went in to His presence. When God called the church, Jesus, with His own precious blood, died that we might be sanctified, cut out from all this whole world, and separated for God's use. You are just for God's use. You're not for that R-rated video.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible and the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CDs for $30, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways. On the internet website at www.billybrim.org or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!